Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Morag Barrett is here. Morag is a four-year member of our Brain Trust founder and CEO of SkyTeam, now a partner with LeadStar.us. She's the author of Cultivate, the Power of Winning Relationships, and the co-author of The Future-Proof Workplace, and she's has been helping us with our understanding of how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace and the workplace for a while now. We love having her on the show. Morag, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So on your mind today is the concept of having an abundance mentality. And I'm so glad that you were bringing this term up, because whenever I've heard people talk about this, I always think, why don't we use this word more? Why don't we use the concept? Why don't we talk about it? Why don't we discuss with each other more the concept of abundance? What do you think?
I think we're so busy trying to get to the summit of the mountain, we forgot to look at how big the range of the mountains are. Mm-hmm. And I'll use that analogy because here I am in Colorado and the mountains are just outside of my window. So they're looking gorgeous this morning. So, yeah, abundance to me is just critical in terms of how we work together. It's one of the foundational elements for being an ally and having an ally mindset.
Well, it's people who believe that there's a plus sum. You've heard of people who are of zero sum. There are zero sum people mm-hmm. who believe, like, for example, I know people who believe that if you hug me, Morag, that's a hug they won't get. You know what I mean? They think that love, for example, is finite, that there's only so much of that. That's a zero-sum type of thinking. Abundance is plus-sum, right, where the more you give, the more you get. That's the concept. That's the way I think of abundance. How do you define abundance?
I think the same. I mean, you've mentioned to me about your grandkids. I've got my three sons.
Yep.
And you're right. There isn't a finite amount to love unless they've broken something or they're just pushing your buttons. Let's be clear. Then there becomes a line beyond which one doesn't go.
That's when you still love them, but you don't like them.
Yeah, that's right. And the same goes at work. So here's what I've observed. So we're in the process of writing the second book. It follows on from Cultivate. And the new book is called The Ally Mindset. At least the working title is. Who knows? By the time it hits the shelves next year, it may have a slightly different title. But the entry-level foundational element of how do you become an ally is abundance and generosity. And too often, the work that I've done with leaders around the world, when I look at success is perceived as a finite resource. And when people look at success as being a finite resource, a scarce resource, then what tends to happen is they hoard information. They're not generous in helping colleagues to be successful. You see the politics silos.
And not just information, but resources.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep my A-star player because it makes me look good. And we don't think about what's right for the business or the project or what's right for your A-star player, mm-hmm. what's going to keep them engaged. So it might limit their career moves within your organization. So that scarcity and hoarding model can apply to so many things, but it's the antithesis of abundance, which is starting from a perspective of what's right for you, what's right for you and I. I mean, I'll use an example today, abundance. It's 5 a.m. here in Colorado, Jim. I don't do mornings, but I do for you. And here's why, because I love our conversations. I always leave them energized. But if I kept with a scarce resource of I want to sleep in, I need my sleep, mm-hmm. then we wouldn't be having this conversation. And it's those little micro decisions that build up to make a huge difference to the professional relationships that we have at work.
Well, what you're describing, and this is to me, is the seed. is the headwater of having an abundance mentality, is to believe that when you and I come together, we make something better than the two of us are individually.
Agreed.
something good, we believe something good will come from it. I find myself quoting Ecclesiastes, this one passage in Ecclesiastes more and more every day for some reason. Over the years, I just do it. I find reasons to do it more and more. And that is this: cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. And it's a belief that when you invest, when you cast your bread upon the water, there was an actual, they actually did that. They actually sent their grain across the water to be refined and milled, and it would come, you know, would come back to them. They had faith. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. Is what you're talking about. I think it's an abundance. So if you trust me and I trust you today to be worthy of each other's time, and the result is we create this conversation that we hope will enrich the lives of others when they listen to it.
Absolutely. Well, because then there's no filter. We're not hiding our true thoughts. We can be candid with each other and from there build and share that knowledge beyond just the two of us. And it's one of the reasons, I mean, you said in the introduction, I'm the CEO of Sky Team. I'm now a partner at LeadStar, another leadership development firm. And we met 2 years ago and we realized that we are better together. So we're in the process of merging both of our organizations to make an even more powerful and thought-provoking leadership development firm by bringing together our two expertise. A scarcity mindset would be, oh, no, I've got to keep my own business. An ego-based approach would have meant, oh, no, I've got to keep Sky Team because that's all about me. Mm-hmm. But no, I love it now because with LeadStar, it's all about us. And we've increased our influence and we've increased our reach around the world.
Well, and when I also, you know, when I think of abundance, you know, when you think about putting two groups together and believing that they're going to be better than they will be individually, like you are with your company. Anyway, this concept of abundance, folks, if you'll think about it more and more, and not just about and leverage is a word that I want to talk about when we come back. How to leverage abundance. And, you know, when we think about leverage, we think about leveraging money. We think about resources, people. We think about leveraging tools and equipment and technology and things like that. But what if we use leverage in the concept of abundance? I'm going to see what Morag has to say about that after the break. Morag, I need your website quickly, please.
Leadstar.us.
All right. So check that out, folks. Morag Barrett, and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.